And seat yourself comfortably and straight. Take a few deep breaths. And spine, neck, and head in one line. Body still and relaxed. And watch the breath flowing effortlessly, helping to remain attentive, present. And we've been looking at ourselves, bringing our attention closer and closer to myself through the different layers or koshas of my body and mind. First, we looked at anamaya, the physical gross body. Then we saw that it is actually made out of the energy, physiological functions. So I'm really pranamaya. I'm the energy being. We looked closer and we saw that my whole experience of myself, my body, my energy is all in thought. So actually speaking, I'm manomaya. I'm a thought being. Then when looking closer, we saw I am not just the thought being, every thought needs a thinker behind it. Every thought needs discriminatory power behind it to say, what type of thought is it? What I feel? So we saw that I'm not manomaya, I'm vijnanamaya, intellect chief. I'm intellect, not the thoughts. Thinker and consumer of thoughts. I put effort in thinking and doing through the intellect in order to experience the result, in order to have an inner content or happy state. Once the task is done, for a little while I remain just happy, peaceful. The intellect doesn't function then. When I'm joyful, happy, content, no distinctions. I don't feel I'm a limited being then. When I go into deep sleep, again, no distinctions. The intellect isn't there. So those moments of contentment, joy, the intellect isn't there. Deep sleep, intellect isn't there. Maybe in meditation sometimes, intellect isn't there. Meaning the intellect itself is a kosha. If it were me, it would have to be there all the time. So this way I shift to see I am Anandamaya, the bliss sheath. I'm the bliss, not the intellect. Joy of being, you could say. And I want to explore the Anandamaya a little closer. I can see some things give me a little joy. Some things, some situations, sometimes. Another situation, there's more joy. I can see what I really like, gives me some joy. I can possess that which I really like, greater joy. Then I can actually experience what I really like. Maybe in hearing, seeing, tasting, joy is even greater than. So there are different levels of anandamaya, of the experience of joy, experiential joy, experiential bliss. I'm one and the same person in and through those different experiences, gradations or types of joy. As I'm the same one, unchanged, I cannot be the anandamaya. It is also a kosha, a sheath. When experience comes, I'm there. I'm with the experience. The experience goes away. I'm still there. Another more enjoyable experience comes. I'm with it. It goes away. I'm still the same one. I go to sleep, I experience deep sleep. I wake up, I had a good sleep. By saying I had a good sleep, I know I was there in the deep sleep as well. I experienced it. So I, the sakshi, the witnessing awareness, am in and through every experience. The same one. Since it's the same one, it means it's untouched by the experience. Otherwise, myself, the awareness, would change, would be a different one at different times. As objects, phenomena come and go in the space, and the space remains the same. I, the Sakshi, the witnessing awareness, remain the same throughout all the different experiences that come and go, sounds, smells, tastes, etc. that come and go. Thoughts that come and go. I remain the same witnessing awareness. Purnamidham Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.